and welcome to a new but very different kind of episode of Sound of Finance, the podcast from ZDB, the management consultancy for financial service providers. Nice to have you back again. Today, we decided to mix things up a little bit. Instead of hearing from our usual hosts or guests that you are used to, we handed the mic over to someone, well, or rather something else, artificial intelligence. Yep, you heard it right. This entire episode is brought to you by AI, scripted, voiced, and curated without human chatter. Well, mostly. We figured it was only fitting since AI also played a big role in the creation of our latest study, the CFO Study 2024. My name is Clara Cardown. I'm a consultant at ZDB, and together with three amazing colleagues, I had the pleasure of conducting this study, which dives into how CFOs and senior finance leaders across Europe, especially from the DACH region and beyond, are assessing the growing role of AI in banking and finance. What makes this study special is that it wasn't just shaped by human expertise, but also involves AI from the ground up. And now we are closing the loop by letting AI take over the mic to tell the whole story to you. You will hear about current trends, real-world use cases, and how AI might just transform the way finance organizations work in the future. Oh, and one last thing before I forget. Bear with us if the AI doesn't quite pronounce our company name right. We will work on this for next time. Let's dive right in.
Hey everyone, welcome back to The Deep Dive.
It's great to be back.
I know a lot of you are here because you really want to kind of cut through the noise and figure out what is happening with some of the big trends out there, and particularly how AI is starting to reshape the financial landscape.
Exact.
And you want to be in the know without having to read, you know, 500-page reports every week.
Right.
So that's what we're all about today.
We're going to break it down.
Exactly. We're going to break it down. So today, we've got a really fascinating study to kind of unpack with you all. It's called the ZEB CFO Study 2024EN.PDF, and it's basically an investigation into how Europe's top finance leaders are grappling with this growing role of AI in their finance divisions.
Yeah, it's super interesting research. They did a great job.
Yeah.
I think it was really well put together.
Yeah, and what makes this study, I think, particularly insightful is how they actually put it together, because it wasn't just, you know, number crunching, right?
Exactly. It's a really interesting combination of they used AI to look at a lot of data and kind of identify patterns and themes.
Mm-hmm.
But then they took it a step further and actually went and spoke with 25 of the top banking minds across Europe.
Oh, wow.
So you really get both perspectives. You get that AI perspective as well as the human perspective from these senior leaders.
So really kind of that blend of cutting edge tech insights and then the real world on the ground experience.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. So our mission for this deep dive is to really extract the crucial insights, so what from this study, and specifically for you, the listener, right?
Like,
what are the key assessments of AI and European bank finance right now? Where are they actually using it? What are the big opportunities and potential bumps in the road?
Yeah.
We want to give you a clear, concise picture of, you know, what's happening now, what they're anticipating for the future without totally overwhelming you.
And that's a lot of what the report does, too, is that they try and simplify it.
Yeah.
And make it understandable and easy to digest.
Mm. Awesome. Okay. So let's kind of jump into the big picture here. When these top finance folks look ahead, what's their overall sense of how AI is going to land in their finance divisions?
I think what was really interesting is just the consensus.
Mm-hmm.
Like across the board, all the people that they spoke to, everybody agreed that AI is going to impact every single area of the finance division in the future.
Every single area.
Yeah. So it's not just going to be like, you know, one little thing. It's going to be a complete like reshaping of how these finance divisions operate.
So that sounds like a pretty massive transformation on the horizon.
For sure.
Now, I also came across something that might seem a little contradictory in this study, and that was the idea that the fundamental role of the CFO isn't expected to change all that much.
Right.
So how do we kind of reconcile those two ideas?
So I think it's all about nuance, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
85% of the bankers they spoke to said that they don't think the fundamental like responsibilities of the CFO are going to change. The what and the why of the job is still going to be the same.
So then if the fundamental role isn't being replaced.
Right.
What is being transformed by this AI wave?
So I think what's being transformed is the speed.
Okay.
And the quality of how they do their work.
Yeah.
So you can kind of think about it as the CFO will still be the financial navigator.
Right.
But they'll be given, you know, a superpowered GPS and like a self-driving car kind of situation.
Oh, that's a good analogy.
Where they can kind of focus on the bigger picture.
Right.
And the strategy and making sure things are going in the right direction.
And let the AI handle the day-to-day.
Yeah. A lot of those like routine tasks.
Awesome. Okay. So a shift in the mechanics, not necessarily a complete overhaul of, you know, the captain's job.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. So let's bring it to the present.
Right.
Where are these European banks actually at in terms of adopting AI within their finance departments right now? Are they all diving in head first?
So it was really interesting because they found that 90% of the respondents said that they're still in the experimental phase.
Wow.
When it comes to implementing AI.
Okay.
So there's a lot of interest.
Right.
But not a lot of companies that are like fully bought in just yet.
So 90% in the experimental phase. That's a pretty significant majority still feeling things out.
For sure.
It suggests that while, you know, the potential is clear, there's maybe a degree of caution in the air right now.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it.
Now, the study actually segmented these bankers based on their current approach to AI. And I think this gives us a little bit more of a nuanced picture.
Yeah.
So can you break those segments down for us?
So they had three kind of different mindsets.
Okay.
So they had the innovative drivers, which were about 36% of the people they spoke to.
Okay.
And these were the early adopters. Like, these are the people that were like, AI is the future. Let's go.
Okay. So a little over a third are really leading the charge.
Yeah.
Cool. What about the majority then?
So the majority, which was 55%, were called cautious pragmatists.
Go.
And these are the people that were like, okay, we see the potential.
Right.
We think it could be really valuable, but we're not going to go all in just yet.
Got it. So they're kind of waiting to see how it plays out and what the results are.
Exactly.
And then what about the remaining group?
So the remaining group was about 9%, and those were the skeptical explorers.
Okay.
And they were much more hesitant about using AI.
Right.
They were more like, we want to see how this plays out for other companies.
Uh-huh.
And see what the benefits are before we actually implement it.
Okay, so a real spectrum of attitudes from those enthusiastic early adopters to those who are more in a show me the money mode.
Yeah.
Cool. Now, for those banks that are looking to move beyond just experimenting,
right,
what are the key factors that are actually driving them towards more concrete AI adoption? What's pushing them forward?
So there were three main drivers that they identified. One was that a lot of these AI applications had measurable benefits in terms of efficiency gains and cost reductions.
Got it.
So that was a big one.
Okay, yeah. So those tangible cost savings?
Yeah, 16 out of almost 50 of the use cases they looked at had real tangible benefits.
So that's a pretty strong motivator.
Yeah, for sure.
What was the second one?
The second one was that the methodology of the study itself was really robust because they used both AI and human experts to kind of analyze the data.
Yeah.
So it gave it a lot of credibility.
Okay. So the credibility of the study's findings itself is sort of making the case for AI within these organizations.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That's like a self-fulfilling prophecy almost.
Yeah.
Where they're saying, hey, we did this study and AI is going to be great, but we also used AI to do this study.
That's kind of meta.
Yeah.
What's the third driver?
The third one was that there's an increasing recognition of the need to further establish AI within the finance division specifically.
Okay.
So it's not just about AI in general. It's about AI for finance.
Right. So it's moving from a nice to have to kind of a must have.
Exactly.
To be competitive.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Now, the study mentioned using something called Zeb's reference model for CFOs. And I think for the listener trying to understand the full scope of this thing, can you break down what that model looks at and how AI is expected to impact these different facets of a CFO's responsibilities?
Sure. So I think Zeb's reference model is a great way to kind of look at the CFO world.
Okay.
So it looks at it through three different lenses.
Okay.
So the first one is like the vision and mission of the finance division.
Got it.
The second is the areas of responsibility that fall under the CFO.
Okay.
So things like supporting strategy, managing resources, reporting, all those kinds of things.
Okay.
And then the third lens is the target operating model.
Okay.
And that's really about how the finance division functions on a day-to-day basis.
Cool. And so the study's finding was that AI is expected to touch all of these aspects in some way.
Yes. So basically, AI is going to impact every aspect of a CFO's job.
Got it. And can you give us some specific examples of how AI might change these different responsibilities?
Yeah. So, for example, when we talk about strategy support, AI can be a game changer because it can allow CFOs to make more data-driven decisions.
Got it.
In terms of risk management, AI can help CFOs identify potential risks much earlier. And in terms of resource management, AI can optimize how financial resources are allocated.
So that sounds like a huge leap forward in terms of both strategic foresight and operational efficiency.
For sure.
Cool. What about some of the more traditional core functions of a finance division?
So in areas like external reporting, AI can automate a lot of those tasks and improve efficiency and accuracy.
Got it.
For performance management, AI can be used to monitor key metrics and identify any deviations from the plan. And then risk management, again, like I said, AI could be used for predictive analytics to identify risks before they even happen, and even for regulatory compliance. AI can automate a lot of those processes as well.
So it really does seem like AI is poised to bring improvements in efficiency, accuracy, and the ability to gain deeper, more predictive insights across that entire spectrum of a CFO's responsibilities.
Exactly.
Wow, that's pretty incredible.
And then when we talk about the target operating model, that day-to-day, AI is going to really transform that as well. So we'll see more data-driven decision-making, better performance monitoring. We'll see the rise of AI governance.
Oh, that's interesting. What is that?
So AI governance is all about making sure that AI is used responsibly and ethically
Okay, that makes sense.
within a company.
Cool.
We'll also see a need for upskilling and training of employees because everybody's going to need to learn how to use AI to do their jobs.
A lot of changes coming to the way people work every day.
For sure.
Cool. Now, for this transformation to be successful, what are the key priorities that CFOs and other senior finance leaders are focusing on? What needs to be in place to make this whole thing work?
Yeah, so they found that there were three really important priorities. The first was data, so having an adequate data structure and making sure that the data quality is really good because AI is only as good as the data that it's trained on.
Yeah, garbage in, garbage out, right?
Exactly.
Okay, cool. What's the second priority?
The second priority was AI skills and employee training. So they're saying that we need to make sure that our employees are trained up on how to use AI and how to leverage it in their jobs.
Okay, cool. And the third priority.
So the third priority was focusing on the business opportunities of using AI. So really thinking about where can we use AI to create value for the business.
Okay, so data skills and a clear strategic focus on opportunities. That sounds like a really solid framework for approaching this whole AI implementation.
Yeah, I think they did a good job of kind of outlining the key priorities.
Cool. Now, were there any other sort of important priorities that these leaders mentioned?
Yeah, so a few other ones that came up were process optimization. So making sure that they're optimizing their processes
Got it.
to really take advantage of AI. Communication and change management was a big one because, anytime you implement a new technology, it's important to communicate with your employees and make sure that they're on board. Technology acceptance was another one. So making sure that people are actually willing to use the technology. And then business understanding and AI management were also important.
All right.
So making sure that the people who are managing AI have a good understanding of the business.
So it's not just a tech thing. It's really got to be integrated into the business. Cool. Now, you mentioned earlier this recurring emphasis on identifying and discussing working use cases by these top bankers. Why was that such a prominent theme?
Because I think at the end of the day, it's all about seeing is believing. So you can talk about the potential of AI all day long, but until you actually see it working and see the benefits, it's hard to really buy in.
And the study itself really delved into these use cases to provide that real-world evidence.
Yeah, they did a great job of showcasing like real companies that were using AI and the benefits that they were seeing.
Okay, cool. So the study identified nearly 50 potential use cases for AI within finance divisions. And crucially, they categorized these into proven use cases, those where we've already seen those benefits, probable and potential use cases.
Yeah, so they really wanted to focus on those proven ones because that's what's going to convince people.
16 proven examples with real quantifiable benefits. That's a pretty powerful proof point. Now, do you recall any specific quote from one of the interviewed CFOs that really highlighted this focus on practical application?
Yeah, I really like this one quote
Okay.
from the CFO of a major bank. He said, "It's the real AI use cases with measurable benefits that show the way." I think that really sums it up.
It does, yeah. A focus on tangible results and practical applications, that seems to be the key to driving this adoption.
Yeah.
Cool. So as we kind of wrap up this deep dive here, what are the main points that you think listeners should really take away from our discussion?
So I think the key takeaway here is that AI is going to have a massive impact
Yeah.
on finance.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to change the way that people work, but it's probably not going to replace the CFO.
Right.
And I think it's important to focus on those practical use cases
Oh.
and to make sure that your team has the skills
Right.
and the training.
And the data.
Yeah.
To really take advantage of AI.
Exactly.
So a landscape of significant potential, but with a clear emphasis on demonstrating that practical value as the key next steps.
Yeah. And I think that leads us to our final thought.
Okay.
Which is that we all know that PCs,
mm-hmm.
when they were introduced,
right.
completely changed the world
yeah.
and changed the way that we work.
Yeah.
But they didn't make humans obsolete.
Right.
So how is AI going to be similar or different to that?
Yeah.
How is it going to change the way that we work?
Yeah. What's that new balance going to be?
Exactly. What's that balance between automation and human expertise going
to
be?
Yeah. It's a really fascinating question to ponder as this evolution continues.
It's a really exciting time
yeah.
to be in finance.
Definitely a lot of change on the horizon.
For sure.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, this was a great conversation.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. We'll catch you all next time on The Deep Dive.
See you later.
Bye.
And that's it for our very first AI-hosted episode. Something a little different from what we usually do. So, what did you think? Did you enjoy hearing the study presented by AI? Did it feel fresh and innovative, or maybe a bit weird? I mean, besides the mispronunciations here and there. Do you see a future for AI in this kind of storytelling? Or do you miss that human touch? We're really curious to know. And since this was an experiment for us, we look forward to hearing your thoughts, for example, by email or via social media. And as always, you can find the links to the publications and our contact details in the show notes. If you enjoyed the episode, please subscribe to the podcast, leave us a good review, and recommend the podcast to your network. Thank you very much, and see you next time at ZEB Sound of Finance.